This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Director General of the World Health Organization is berating U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for making what he called untrue and unacceptable allegations, responding to media reports that Pompeo had claimed the health agency chief was bought by China. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus insisted the WHO was focusing on saving lives as he lashed out at the comments that British media said Pompeo had made at a closed-door event this week in London. The Times of London reported this week that Pompeo had told a gathering of British lawmakers that he had intelligence suggesting that Tedros had been bought by China's government and that his election as WHO chief in 2017 had led to the death of British nationals. All this comes as COVID-19 death and infection rates continue to soar internationally, as well as in the United States. There are more than 631,000 deaths globally, and in the U.S., more than 144,000. Infections have skyrocketed to more than 15.4 million globally, and the U.S. hit a new milestone of more than 4 million infections. Three out of four Americans do favor requiring some type of face covering while outside their homes to help slow the spread of the coronavirus, including a solid majority of Republicans. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Support for wearing the mask is overwhelming among Democrats, with 58% of Republicans saying that they do back such policies. As coronavirus cases rise, about half of Americans now say they're extremely or very worried about themselves or family members becoming infected. The poll also finds that about two-thirds of Americans disapprove of how the president has handled the outbreak. This is the